Man, this market is just a one wild ride right now. The futures were up like 260 points literally 20 minutes ago. And now at the opening bell, the Dow is down 149 points. After yesterday, a big rebound day with the stock market up nearly, the Dow up nearly 1,300 points. It's now time for a stock and business update with Pavlos Spenagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, as we mentioned, the markets did rally big time yesterday after the worst week for the S&P, and the Dow was up 5%. Last week was the worst week since 2009, but the Dow was up 1,294 points yesterday, the biggest single point gain in history. What will Super Tuesday and the contest for the Democrats send us into a recession?
Well, we'll see, Bob. Today the market's down, so a little bit of a profit taking maybe going on. But last week, Bob, Friday was more like December 23rd, 2018 than it was September 15th of 2008. And yes, it's Super Tuesday, and after watching the debates, I think it's more appropriate to call this a circular firing squad, and of course there'll be some more collateral damage.
Well, I definitely remember December 23rd, 2018. That December was the worst month since the Depression, and of course last year in 2019, that followed was the best market for stocks since 2013. And you mentioned September 15, 2008, the day Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, causing the worst financial crisis since the Depression. Why do you think we're looking at another December of 2019, and why is Super Tuesday a circular firing squad event?
Well, first of all, let's talk about December 23rd, 2018. That wasn't too far gone, but again, people forget about that. The financial media spelled doom for the economy. The Fed was continuing to rate hike. China was going to beat us at this trade war. The economy was headed to recession. But none of these scares happened, Bob. If you remember right, unemployment last year was at its all-time low, and this year China is now teetering on recession, and we've tamed China, that crouching tiger. Again, coronavirus scare is still out there, probably what you'd call a white swan instead of a black swan, and it may shave off about 1% of the GDP for the economy, according to Nouriel Roubini. He's the guy that wrote Black Swan. Again, the Fed probably lower rates this March, but we'll see if it's not sooner or later. And then on September 15, 2008, we all remember the Lehman Brothers crash. Nobody saw that coming. That was more of a black swan. Few economists mentioned that that was going to happen. And, of course, the financial media reminds us of that band that was playing as the Titanic was sinking, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Today that band is playing doom and gloom. And, again, Wall Street is hoping to get people skittish so they could turn their 401ks into 201ks by selling at the bottom. Since Saturday's South Carolina primary, we've seen three people drop out, and again, they've all fallen victim to the character assassination, and we'll find out, Bob, what happens tonight. Who's next, right?
All right. Despite the volatility, you don't sound too worried, though. I mean, so how do you and your team, did you take advantage of a buying opportunity?
Bob, it takes a lot of guts to buy low and sell high, right? And again, if you want to know how that feels, just feel about how your portfolio, Bob, felt on Friday. There's a lot of selling going on that day, and of course, Bob, you know it's the worst time to sell, right?
Well, you've often said that the media gets us to sell low and buy high, and then Wall Street is a sales organization, not an investment organization.
And you know, they want you to sell at the worst time. Again, they want you to, of course, buy at the worst time, at the all-time high. Again, you know, we believe, you know, in that hypothesis. So just look at Friday. Everybody's piling a 20-year Treasury bond. It was the best-performing investment that day. And then yesterday, Treasury bond fell into the red. And again, last week, we saw the FANG stocks headed down. You know, they were all going to the moon. So, Bob, I kind of feel like George Costanza on Seinfeld. You remember that episode, right?
Yeah, do the opposite. Yeah, how do listeners reach you and your team this morning?
Well, Bob, if you want to do the opposite, right, give me a call, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can go listen to our past radio shows and see what we were saying last week, and also listen to your own financial advisor and were they telling you to sell or were they worried. Again, next week, Bob, I won't be on. Selena Zamora will be on. She'll be handling that. She'll talk about social inflation, and then a week after that, Yvonne Sanchez will be on 317, and I think he'll be gone as well. So lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investment Protection Corporation. Bob, have a great trip, and be safe.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. 747.